Classic Naidu, East Coast Radio.
Hear me out. It's just uncomfortable when you invite me over to your house and I have to bring my own meat, and then have to, maybe you'll bri it for me, but then everyone else bri's meat, and then you're not sure whose meat belongs to who. It's just awkward. And then maybe, like, you take my steak and I have to eat your random chop or sausage. And I know that it's expensive to host people. It's like probably the same rule when you have a birthday dinner at a restaurant. And then, you know, you don't expect the host to pay for your meal. You'll pay for your own meal. Split the bill that way. But I mean, I think if you're inviting me to your house, it's really not going to cost much to give me a chop and a sausage.
Hi, East Coast. I agree 100%. As an individual person, to take your own stuff to a bra is a little bit uncomfortable. I mean, do you share? Don't you share? Do you pick off somebody else's? It's all. But when it comes to a huge family, it's also expensive to cater for everyone. So maybe you just create those WhatsApp groups and bring something, whether it's a salad or the rolls or the cool drinks. I think it's just something. Contribute something.
Yeah.
Don't be that person that just comes.
I don't mind a bring and share. And I also don't mind bringing my own alcohol. That's easy to share.
This is Yvette Brown. Bring and bri, I think, is out. If you're going to have a bri, I think you should actually cater for all the people that are invited. Just my thoughts on things. Thank you.
And, you know, we're trying to figure out why we should normalize bring or bri or completely abolish it. It's because you never really know when someone invites you for a bri. Is it like a bri that you're going to feed me, or do you have to bring my own meat? It's just, it's one of those. It's orkies.
Listen, meat is so expensive, hey? Like, you can't be catering every time you want to see your friends. Nah, fam. They must bring their own. Like, bring your own, fam. Like, I'm providing my company.
I feel like if we're going to hang out, then we don't need to have a bride. Just invite me around for a cup of tea and then we're good. But let's not just make this a whole thing.
Hey, babe, this is Dino. Definitely abolish them, because that's, I don't see it's appropriate for you to invite me over for me to bring my own meat. No ways. Because if I had to invite you over, I wouldn't ask you to bring anything. And yes, bring and share. I bring myself and you share me with, you share your food with me. Yeah, that's about it. Thank you.
Hi, Vicky. Oh, I'm the same. But I'll tell you what. You come over. You bring the meat and I'll provide the charcoal.
I'm also getting a lot of messages coming through on our WhatsApp line, 0617929495, text saying that I must be the only person in South Africa that hates bring and bri because it's part of South African culture. I will tell you that brying is a part of South African culture. Bring and bri, not so much.
Hi, it's Jessica from Maritzburg. I also don't like the idea of bring and bri. I usually end up taking more and end up eating way less. If I'm hosting the bride, I don't expect you to bring anything. Thanks.
And this is what I was saying. Rufy also sent a message. I think if you're having a guest over, your hospitality should be at its best, be it a bri or a dinner. So having people bring stuff means you're not prepared. Bring and bri is a total no-no. That's my thinking. I'm like, if I'm going to invite you round, or if you want me to come round and like go through all the effort of coming to your house, yes, I'll bring you a pot plant, I'll bring you some wine, I'll probably bring my own booze for the bri, but don't expect me to bring my meat. I'm not having it. It really just makes me uncomfortable and sends shivers down my spine.
Are they? Definitely not. Bring and bras are ideal. Golden rules for bring and bri is you bring your own meat, you dop and chop, as they say. And yeah, but definitely not. You cannot rule out bring and bras. That's South Africa.
Hi, Vic. I think in a bring and bra, you take a cheaper cut of meat and hopefully everybody else brings the nice expensive ones, and then you steal their expensive cut and leave your cheap cut for everybody else. Thanks. Great music. Bye.
I know you're joking, but this has happened to me before.
Havik, I'm all for bring and bras because it's expensive to expect the host to supply everything. But when I take my meat, I bra my own meat, or my hubby bras our meat, and we keep an eye on it, and nobody, I don't even put it in the same dish as everybody else's when it comes off the fire. It goes back into my dish, yeah. So nobody gets to eat my meat. Only I do.
You see, now,
we do.
This is the whole thing. Now, do I have to also bring my own dish, my own chair? And then I have to like still be on the lookout for my meat while I'm trying to socialize.
I also detest it. I don't see the point of it. I mean, if you're not going to cater for me at all, then rather just not invite me. I can enjoy my meat in my own house. Thank you.
Thank you. Our little robot man has counted all the votes, and we are now about to reveal the verdict. Should we normalize bring and bries or completely abolish them?
Sorry, we're not normalizing that one.
Yes, we are not normalizing bring and bries. Seems like we should abolish it.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.